Behind pitchers Bartolo Colon and Grant Balfour and sluggers Yoenis Cespedes and Brandon Moss, the Oakland A's posted their best first half in decades, and they have a chance to win a second consecutive AL West title. But as KQED's Dan Brecky reports, the team's loyal fans are being subjected to a potential relocation, and worse.
Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. It's a realm apart in the kingdom of baseball, a place where not everything quite adds up. The Coliseum's tenants, the Oakland A's, are leading the American League West. They finished the first half by winning six straight series, including matchups against the Cardinals, Pirates, and Red Sox. Despite the surge in the standings, the team is only 23rd in average attendance out of 30 major league teams. And when you talk attendance, you get to the major subplot of the A's story, the condition of Oakland Coliseum, and what needs to be done about it.
It is the penitentiary of the league. It's a big cement edifice, no charm. Now it's a giant mountain of cement that looks more like a California correctional facility than the baseball park warmth that it used to have. It really did.
Davud Eskandari assesses the park in its current state, and fellow A's fan Susie Reisfeldt knows how it got that way.
When it had the ice plant and the views, that was gorgeous. Then they came in and built Mount Davis and ruined the stadium.
Mount Davis refers to late Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis and the soaring concrete grandstand built above left and center field when he returned the team from Los Angeles in the mid-1990s. If there's an A's fan anywhere who likes the way the stadium changed, he or she has yet to speak up. But the Coliseum's got other issues, too. It's baseball's fifth oldest ballpark. Once in a while, the facility acts up, as it did after a home game in June.
On Sunday, a sewage pipe backup at the 47-year-old Oco Coliseum forced the Oakland A's and the Seattle Mariners to vacate their clubhouses.
San Jose City Councilman Sam Liccardo is not a plumber, but he cited the clubhouse sewage spill as his clinching argument for an A's move from Oakland to his city.
Nothing sings, "Do you know the way to San Jose?" like backed up sewage.
Liccardo's strange Dionne Warwick reference came during a press conference to announce the city was suing Major League Baseball for refusing to allow the A's to leave Oakland for San Jose. The A's lead owner, Lou Wolf, says building a new stadium in Silicon Valley will solve the Coliseum mess and guarantee the team an affluent fan base. The San Francisco Giants have blocked that move for 4 years, refusing to give up their territorial rights to the Bay Area's biggest city. But now, San Jose alleges that Commissioner Bud Selig and team owners' failure to make that move happen violates federal antitrust law. Joe Cotchett is the city's lead attorney in the case.
We're going to ask Commissioner Selig to come to a federal courtroom here in San Jose or in San Francisco and explain why he and his 30 owners have constantly stopped the 10th largest city in the nation from being competitive with other cities. This is not really a legal issue. This is a moral issue.
Baseball's exemption from antitrust law is nearly as old as the major leagues themselves, and legal analysts don't give the city much of a chance of winning the case. The outlook for a new ballpark in Oakland? Not brilliant. The city has struggled to come up with a viable site in a waterfront neighborhood called Jack London Square. Back at the Coliseum, fans say something's got to give. Let the team move to San Jose. Let it stay in Oakland. Either way, do something about the stadium. Longtime athletics partisans Steve Miller and Chris Joda.
I do agree they need a new stadium, but at the same time, I agree they need to keep that loyal, emotional fan base, and that's more important in sports than a multi-billion-dollar stadium in my mind.
Somebody in Oakland that has a whole lot of money, and there is a heck of a bunch of you guys out there, build that park at Jack London Square and stop this. Do not let the A's leave Oakland.
Whatever happens in court, in Major League Baseball's New York offices, or on the field, the A's won't be going anywhere for a while. The team's negotiating a Coliseum lease extension through 2018. Maybe by then, they'll have found a reliable plumber. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecke in Oakland.